You have the floor. Thank you, madam.
Thank you, Mr. President. The CMC would like to warmly welcome the Gambia and the Philippines as the newest state parties. We also congratulate and thank the Philippines for hosting, with the support of New Zealand, a regional workshop in Manila earlier this year to promote the convention in the Asia Pacific region, as well as Lao, PDR, and the ICRC arranging a similar workshop earlier. This was an excellent initiative, and we need more of such. As it has been remarked on already, the pace of universalization of this convention has been very, way too slow. With 106 state parties, we are far behind our goal from Dubrovnik of 130 state parties by the convention's second review conference next year. We thank all states who have provided updates on their ratification and accession today, especially those who rarely get to hear from. Please complete your ratification or accession and more on board prior to the second review conference. In particularly, the 14 remaining signatories should urgently take the final step. Mr. President, we were pleased to see the adoption of the 2018 UN General Assembly resolution on the implementation of the convention by the record number of 144 countries, including by 33 non-signatories. Remarkably, Russia changed its vote to abstain from the first time, having previously voted against the resolution. That left Zimbabwe as the only country to vote against the resolution last year. We want to underline again, all state parties and signatories should vote in favor of this annual resolution, and no state should vote against it. We continue to be deeply disturbed by the ongoing use of cluster munition in Syria and the harm they cause. This is horrifying and unacceptable. We can all state to do all they can to put on an end to any use of this weapon by anyone under any circumstances. These have been also allegations of cluster munition use in Libya and most recently in Kashmir, neither of which the cluster munition monitor has been able to verify and confirm so far. In the course of the past year, the CMC and its members around the world have continued their universalization effort through bilateral meetings, expert presentation, media work, lobbying, and outreach effort in capitals. We were also pleased to collaborate with coordinators this year on the excellent outreach at the Organization of American States and here in Geneva. Mr. President, ahead of the second review conference, which will be an opportunity to review and adjust the work and the modus operandi of the convention for the following years, we would like to ask all state parties to think what we should do to stimulate universalization. What means, structure, ideas, we should adopt at the conference next year so the membership of the convention grow much more rapidly. We as civil society remain determined to work until all states have joined the convention and will continue to work with all of you until we get there. Last but not least, we would like to extend our thanks and congratulations to the Sri Lankan presidency, a country faced with many national challenges and priorities, who had the courage not only to join the convention but also to take its leadership. We hope this is an inspiration, an example for those still remaining outside. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.